This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast of the Woods,
celebrating bear culture and the bear community.
Featuring your hosts, Mark Big Bear Haddon
and Luke the Wonder Cub Mitchell
on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9, you're on the woods. That was Zendaya with Replay. That was my choice. I like that song.
I don't.
It's really poppy and I like it.
I want
to put this song.
It'll have to grow on me, Luke, because I don't think I like that song.
I'll play it every week until you like it, Mark.
Are you ready? Because it is Southern Hibernation Week.
If I'm not ready, it doesn't matter because I need to be ready. It started yesterday.
It's already on.
It's happening.
It's happening.
It's happening right now. There's bears currently
Baraoke-ing.
They're on stage. They're singing show tunes.
Apparently, now I'll let Ross introduce. Oh, let's introduce our guest.
Oh, okay. You can do that.
It's the Vice President of Vic Bears. Ross, how are you going?
Hello, guys. Welcome and welcome to Southern Hibernation 2014.
Yay. Oh, that was very official.
Yeah,
thank
good
you.
On you. That was professional.
Trying to be.
Look at you.
And we'd also like to introduce Luke's co-host for the Mr. Australasian Bear competition on Saturday night.
The one and only.
Gorgeous. Dr. George, the healthy bear.
Gorgeous George.
Well, hello. How are you all?
Good. How are you, George?
I'm good. It's just been the most crazy month, and it's going to be a really crazy week, so I'm hoping to be part of that crazy.
Are you ready for it? Are you prepared?
Well, I'm yet to choose underwear for underbear, though. So
you're leaving it a bit late.
George is such a pro. Look at that.
He is. he's here every second or third Thursday for High Street, aren't you?
Crazy. Look, I just want to get as much good quality medical information out as possible.
Yes.
And whore my voice out.
Exactly.
Good. That's why we're all here.
So seeing we're talking medical conditions and things, is there anything we should do to prepare for sudden hibernation this week?
Well, I think we've kind of missed the boat, but I would highly recommend a good old-fashioned sexual health screening.
That's a good idea.
Always say that.
It's a bit late, though, but
it's never too late.
Well, no, it's never too late. You're right.
But that said, at all of the venues that you're going to be hosting events, make sure you grab some condoms on the way in or out, depending on how saucy you're feeling for the evening.
Yes.
Highly recommend that. But, you know, the other thing is, and I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but there is a little bit of Shigella going around Melbourne at the moment. So wash your hands.
Shigella.
I don't even know what that is. What is that?
I don't know.
Shigella it's like a bacterial infection, and it can give you very severe diarrhea. And for some people, that can be quite a bad thing to happen.
Yeah.
So it's spread via fecal contamination. So unfortunately, because of the nature of gay sex, you don't need much contaminated poo to lead to an infection. So wash your hands before you put them or other things near your mouth.
So there's a little bit of an epidemic going on in
Melbourne. There's a huge epidemic. Like, Melbourne normally only gets about 100 cases a year.
Yeah.
And in the first quarter of this year, they had 138 cases. So it's a little bit crazy. But don't all of you Sydney people who are going, ha, 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 don't be thinking you're special because it's worldwide. It's not just Melbourne.
Welcome to Southern Hibernation, everyone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Please enjoy the cocktails.
So exactly. Basically, bear flu could get serious this year, is what you're saying. The famous bear flu.
Look, if you put enough people in a room, something's going to kiss each other.
Someone's going to
kiss,
aren't they? Yeah, I was a bit prepared. I went and got a flu shot like a couple of weeks ago, and I've already had the flu since then.
You got a vaccination.
Yeah,
did you have the flu or did you have a cold?
I don't know.
Were you in bed for 2 weeks?
He was in bed for about a week.
I was in bed for about a week.
He was pretty sick.
I was sick. I was really sick.
I had to carry up your medical records. I'm going to check this.
Apparently there's no correlation, is there, between the flu shot and actual getting the flu?
Well, it depends. It depends what strain that is in the flu shot that year.
I just thought three exciting strains that time of year.
Surely we're not here to talk about medicine.
No, that's
like we're going off track. Work.
So tonight we are here to talk about Southern Hibernation, the biggest bear event in the Southern Hemisphere. It is on as we speak. Like we said, Berioki is currently going off. So if you're sitting at home and you're wondering about going out tonight, I know it's a Monday, but
yeah,
big night. Ross, you said you came straight from there.
I've just come straight from there, and it's a great night there. There's four of the contestants there tonight already, at the start of the week, and they were, as I was leaving, organising to get up and do a song on stage at all together.
Has anyone done Delta Dawn yet?
I haven't heard Delta Dawn, but it could be done by now.
That's a must do.
Do you know what song the contestants were going to do?
No, I don't. But I know they were all jiggling around together and going up looking to see over Shadow the Bear and look at the
It should be Conchita Rise Like a Phoenix, though, let's face it.
That's what you wanted to do.
That's what I mean.
We could have gone.
The duet.
Yeah, but we couldn't. We
has that come out on karaoke already?
I hope so.
I'm sure it has. If it has, I'm sure Shadow Bear's got
it. Just remember, there's more to it than having a beard.
Are you sure? Damn. I thought, oh.
And a nice dress.
Oh, I don't have that either.
What are you wearing on Saturday night?
Oh, Saturday night. Oh,
we haven't talked costume.
No, you can't. And we did
you
some
can't
costume
wear
changes.
Drag at the lid. You know that.
Well, we did drag in a video.
What about
last
slightly girly? That's not drag.
We'll see. We did some costume changes.
Drags. And I have to say, you people do need to go on Saturday night just to watch the video, because I'm telling you now, I was at the filming of it the other day, and it's going to be hilarious.
And will probably be sold through Canberra later this year.
Yeah, I would say so.
Yes. If anyone saw Facebook today, thanks, Jerry, for posting that picture. It was really good.
Oh, fucking hell.
If the video is anything like last year, it's just a roar. It's a riot.
Yeah.
Look, it'll be a big night Saturday night. It's a massive, massive week. There's so much to talk about. Along with talking about the events tonight that are happening throughout the week, we're also going to be talking a bit about our favourite Southern Hibernation memories.
Yes.
So the moments that made Hibernation for us, it could be our first Hibernation, or it could be something that happened in the back room in Underbear, perhaps. Not sure.
And, yeah.
I'm going to play one of your favourite songs right now.
Oh, this is Rita Ora.
No, it's the one I'm joking.
Oh,
it's the one
you're talking
like
about Fancy.
Much.
Now, look, I bagged this song out last week because I hated it last
week.
You
like it now?
I don't like Iggy Azalea's bit. I like Charlie XCX's bit.
But her bit is good.
No, I like Charlie XCX's bit.
Whatever, I'm going to play it. It's Iggy Azalea with Fancy on the Woods.
I'm so fancy.
You want to say nasty? Know. On Joy 94.9.
You're so nasty.
You're nasty.
Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9, you're on the Woods with Luke the Wonder Cub Mitchell.
Yay!
Yay, the healthy bear, Dr. George Forgan Smith.
Yay!
And the Vice President of Vic Bears, Ross.
Hello.
Hello. So, now we've sort of already talked about Berioki going off tonight with Shano coming down again from Sydney. But tomorrow we have... what do we have, Ross, tomorrow?
Tomorrow we have, in the afternoon at Manhouse at 5 o'clock, we have a meet and greet with the boys from California where the bears are. They're in the air as we speak.
They're here. They're flying over
they're
right now.
They're flying over Guam or somewhere as we speak, and we'll be here tomorrow morning, and I'll be at Manhouse at 5 o'clock tomorrow to meet in Greece.
Because, Ricky's already in the country. He's in Sydney at the moment.
He is, yes.
Because I've seen him playing...
Gallivanting
with the bears in Sydney at the moment.
And I saw Alan and Garth and all that in Sydney with...
Rick's, you know.
He's flying down tomorrow morning as well from Sydney, so he should be here around the same time as the others.
Oh, good. Now, are you going out to meet them? Is that the deal?
Yes, myself and Peter Undy are going to go out and meet them and take them and seclude them away in a nice little hotel in the city.
In a secret spot in the city.
In a secret spot.
So people can't stalk them while they're here.
Oh, apart from me.
Well, yeah. Because you're going to be a bit like their minder, aren't you?
For the first couple 4 days, yeah. I'm going to stay at the same hotel for the first 4 days. So adjoining doors with
you can arrange things for them. And
are you going to sing Whitney?
I wouldn't do that. No, I'm here basically to show them how to get to the Laird and to the man house and to the events and show them actually what real coffee's like.
Yeah, because I mean, LA. When I was in LA. I can't remember finding good coffee.
Nah. It's maybe you could warm them up at Starbucks, and then
I don't think so. We'll just throw them straight in.
You're just going to go boom.
Throw
in front
them straight
of God and everybody.
In Pellegrini's, I think.
Ooh. Yeah,
go the real stuff.
It's a bold call.
Yeah.
Or take them to Brunetti's with all the cakes.
Mm. Yeah,
oh, that'd be good. Yeah.
And also tomorrow night after we've been to Manhouse, we've also got. Obviously, we've got Trivial Bear Suit.
Yes. Dino Curie, who was on the show a couple of weeks ago and with us last week on during Radiothon. Dean is hosting trivia again during Hibernation. So,
and we'll be there. And if anyone wants to come and join the Woods team, because
if you want to join the winning team.
The winning team, that's right. You can come and talk to us. And we just want more the merrier. It'll be good.
Yeah.
And you might even see us up on the... the screen
don't
at one
spoil
point.
It. Don't spoil it.
Well, they don't know what we're doing.
Josh, don't say anything.
Okay, I won't say anymore. But yeah, so it should be a good night tomorrow night. I'm looking forward to it.
It's going to be a really good night tomorrow night.
Dean's been doing that for a year now down at the Laird.
Yeah, his birthday last week.
Yeah, he had the birthday show last week. So he's refined his skills during the year, and it should be a bit of a hoot.
It's always a hoot. Dean's a great host. He's really good.
Yeah, he's really excited about it as well.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then Wednesday, there's not much happening during the day, I'm assuming.
No, there's not a great deal happening during the day.
It's all about Wednesday night.
It's all about Underbear on Wednesday night. Listen, it's sold out. It's going to be huge. The Lair's going to be packed full of hairy, sweaty, big guys in their jocks. I'm a bit ahead of George. I went to Myer today to the Stocktake sale.
Ooh.
Bought a couple of pairs. Haven't quite decided yet.
Oh, good.
I'll do a bit of shimmy in front of the mirror tomorrow and see which ones I'm going
to
wear.
I always go on the day of Underbear to buy my underwear. I always wait till the day. It's like a tradition that I have. At every underwear party I go to, I buy a new one on the day, and that's what I take. And I've got a nice collection of undies now, because after all the underbears I've done, I've now collected like a nice pair every 3 or 4 months. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to that on Wednesday.
I was just going to wear the pair I wore last underbear.
Well, you
not last year. Like when we had an underbear not that long ago, didn't we?
Yes, we have underbears during the year as well.
In January.
I bought them brand new last time.
But you've already worn them.
Once.
But
people have seen you in them.
Have you washed them, Mark?
Not but the international and international guests, the interstate guests.
But that said, when you buy the 7 days of Rio, there are 6 other pairs in the packet.
That's
so
right.
So you can choose a different colour.
On how you're feeling on that night. You might want a yellow, you might want a red, you might want a blue. You don't know.
Well, you've got to flag what you like, because, honey, it's feast or famine. Get in there and get what you want.
Well, this week...
Yes.
There's lots of food on the table. Put it that way.
Lots of feasting.
There's lots of nom nom.
It's like
noms.
A buffet.
Exactly.
Of beers.
It's a buffet of beers.
I'll be handing out toothpicks.
It is. It is Bear Christmas.
For the fair.
It is Bear Christmas.
Yes.
It is.
You thank Sammy for that one.
Yeah. From the wet spot. Wet spot. Yes.
Get it right.
I know. I keep saying the wet patch. I've got it in my head now. I love my lesbians. I do.
I know you do.
Yeah.
And we love Sammy.
And we love
the Woods.
Yeah. Okay.
What else is there? So that's Wednesday.
So that's Wednesday night. That's huge.
Yeah,
that is a huge night. But if you're still up to sort of feeling a little bit sort of frisky on the Thursday, then we have at 1 o'clock at Wet on Wellington, we have
Bear
Soup.
I like that you just danced when you said that too. You were dancing.
You're enthusiastic about this time.
I'm so pumped.
People forget that it's not all about the upstairs area, because it's
not
catered.
No.
Hello, it's catered.
It's a catered orgy.
It's a barbecue lunch.
It's true Roman bacchanal if you're ripping apart chickens with your bare hands and all that stuff.
So you've got a barbecue going on.
We've got a barbecue lunch, a free lunch there as part of your admission. It's not just all about upstairs. It's there's friskiness and there's pool games and there's...
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
There's quite a lot of frivolity in the pool, let it be said.
But yes...
Because they've got that little outdoor area there and everything.
And the little
not that I've ever been there.
And lots of little indoor areas too.
They do.
Explore.
And you need to sort of work yourself up and get a good appetite.
Yes.
On Thursday night, we have the Showtime dinner.
Oh. Right. It's a day of food.
That's another big one.
Now, Ross, tell us more about this one.
Now, Showtime dinner. That's where everyone's going to get their first look at all the contestants. and it's where the guys from Where the Bears Are. We've got Joe Detool and Ben Zook and Rick Kopp and, of course, hot little toddy Ian Parks. They're going to be doing an old-fashioned American roast-type interview with all the contestants.
And it's sold out, so you can't get tickets.
Once again, I'm sorry, guys. It's the ones that got in and got the packs and bought the individual tickets. It's going to be a really good night.
Mm.
So I'm looking forward to that one too.
Luke, you've been to the venue before, haven't you?
Yeah, I have. I had a couple of Christmas parties. My last two Christmas parties have been at that venue, actually. It's a really nice space, very big, and lots of room for a big stage as well. And they do well there, so the catering's really good, and the bar's really nice.
We'll have all the contestants and Where the Bears Are up on a long table at the top there.
Uh-huh.
Sort of a bit like the Last Supper.
Yep.
So everyone will be able to sit down.
So just like the poster, pretty much.
Pretty much like the poster,
awesome.
Yes. So that's the idea behind it. So everyone will get a chance to see everyone and see what the boys from the States can actually draw out of the contestants on the night.
Yeah, so they'll be up there giving the contestants a hard time, basically.
Yes, there'll be the first night where the judges are in the audience as well, where they'll be anonymous that night.
Right. So no one knows who the judges are yet.
No one knows who the judges are yet, the contestants especially. Each of the judges will have a little form for that night to judge them on how they
perform. So the contestants will be looking out for people with little forms in their hands, okay?
So what are they judging on? Are they like poise and, you know, did they use the right fork?
Exactly. How they answer the questions and how they interact with people. And
absolutely.
We'll be giving a little bit of a pump-up before they go in and say...
Oh, what, sorry?
A pump-up.
Oh, okay.
Politely, in a nice way.
I like a polite pump-up.
Is this the evening where they have the tickets and that sort of thing?
I don't know if they'll be selling tickets that night. I'm not sure myself.
Okay.
Sorry.
Just you have to wait and see.
You're excited and I don't even have a ticket. Oh, my God.
You'll have to be there and you have to find out yourself.
Exactly.
Thursday night.
A few surprises through the night, I'm quite sure.
Okay.
And, of course, all throughout the week, you've also got the Manhouse Cyber Lounge happening as well.
Yeah,
we certainly do. The guys from Manhouse, once again, they've done a great job. They've offered us a space there for people to pop in, use the internet, and, I mean, they're just great sponsors all round.
So. Yeah.
And you can recharge your phones as well.
You can, yeah.
Growler can really chew up battery power.
It does.
Oh, can you imagine Growler this week? It's just going to go off.
I actually tried to turn mine on, my phone actually exploded, so I can't use it now.
You can't use it.
No, it's done. Bears are already here. They came in like yesterday and Saturday.
Well,
there's heaps already here. Like, we say that Wednesday is the day the interstaters come, but there's heaps that came in.
People are coming in early.
It's packed. It's really, yeah.
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 It's probably the first time in a while I've seen so many here.
You think it's busy today, though? Wait till Wednesday.
Oh, my
God. It's going to be huge.
It's going to be nuts.
It's going to be nuts.
Everyone, all you'll hear is bling. Bling,
yeah,
bling,
it's going off over and over again. Now, what's on Friday? We're up to Friday now.
Friday in the morning, we have the Bear Stomp in the City.
Yep.
Which is people that don't know Melbourne very well. It's a really good opportunity to get out there. We'll have people going around doing little, taking photos of different areas, starting at Manhouse and finishing at Manhouse. They'll have certain places they have to go and take photos to prove that they've been there. And it's sort of, it's a bit like the Melbourne City Romp.
Okay.
But we've got it as a Bear Stomp.
Yeah. Bear Stomp.
So it's like a challenge type
game. It's a challenge type game,
So they've got to find places and...
Scavenger hunt.
Do they have to, like, work out clues and stuff like that, or
they'll be easy enough to work out.
Right. They're easy enough for people who don't know Melbourne.
They'll be easy enough for people who don't know Melbourne to go and just take a photo or meet someone at a certain place to.
It's like there's a cow in the tree. Go and take a photo.
That sort of thing.
Yeah. Oh, good. It sounds like fun.
It is. I always like those sort of little games and challenges.
So. Nice.
Oh, you like games.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Friday night's
a new event for Southern Hibernation.
It is.
What's happening there, Ross?
The Friday night is our winter retreat, and that's held at the Colonial Hotel in King Street.
And it's definitely getting cold.
It's upstairs.
Yeah.
A bit chilly.
It's cold as today.
Yeah, I had to put my heater on today.
There's lots of decorations and a few surprises here and there. And we've got the boys from Where the Bears Are. We'll be filming an episode for season three there. Yes.
Very cool.
So if you want to be in...
This could be your chance.
It'll be well designated, so people that don't want to be filmed, They'll be well designated, and there'll be
say don't
there.
Go there.
Yeah, that's so it'll be well designated.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bring in. But anyone that feels like maybe getting into their groove and getting on the season three of Where the Bears Are,
be me and
might
George
be an opportunity probably, to start them. Yeah,
me and so. George in the background trying to dance away and trying to
schmoozing
get in the frame.
And
yeah, yeah, yeah,
getting all like, hey, look at me,
just posing.
It's a retro dance party, so there's going to be songs you can sing and dance to for us ones that are a bit older, perhaps.
And who have you got DJing on the night? Do you know that?
DJ on the night. We got Shannon Bear again DJing that night.
Lovely.
There is someone else. I can't remember the name at the moment.
Wouldn't be Vince, was it?
DJ.
It might be, yes.
Vince from Brisbane. Yeah, I know, he has a nickname.
I don't know what his nickname is.
Vincible or something?
DJ Vince.
DJ Vince? All right, let's go with
yes.
that.
Yes. Yeah. But anyway, Shadow Bear's going to be here, and there's going to be retro hits from the past, and it's going to be a very good night.
A little bit of handbaggy.
It is DJ Vincible.
It's
I was
DJ
right.
Vincible,
I wasn't making
right.
it up.
Yeah, Vincible. No. That's what I was.
You bitches all looked at me like I was crazy.
It's on the tips
well,
of my lips.
Well, usually you are crazy, but you're right this time.
Yay.
I'll give you that.
Go team.
It was on the tips of my lips, I tell you.
Now, there is more events on the weekend, of course, which we'll come back to in a minute. Joy 94.9, you're here on the woods with Luke the Wonder Car, Big Bear Mark, the wonderful Vice President Ross, and the very, very wonderful, my lovely co-host for Saturday night, Dr. George.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Exactly. So we're up to Saturday.
We're up to Saturday now.
Oh God, we're getting through it.
Hello. We're up to Saturday. We'll start out with a Saturday afternoon at the Sun Theatre in Yarraville. The Where the Bears Are cast are going to be holding a screening,
ooh,
world premiere screening of the first few episodes of season three they've already filmed.
Wow.
No one's seen this anywhere before. They'll be there on stage afterwards to answer questions.
And you get to see it on the big screen at the Sun Theatre.
Get to see it on the big screen at the Sun Theatre in Yarraville.
Wow, that's all right. That's kind of cool.
As I said, world premiere. And they said the first few episodes they've already filmed will be shown. So.
Wow, that's fantastic. And you can get to ask them questions. And
you can get to ask them questions afterwards. They'll do a stand-up afterwards and question and answer sessions. So, yeah.
So what, Yarraville's lovely as well.
Oh, yeah, it's a nice theatre. I love the, I'm actually a member of the Sun Theatre. But people should ask Rick, because we've interviewed him on the show before, and he does this thing with episodes of Charlie's Angels. I don't know if you knew this, but he's such a fan of Charlie's Angels. If you name a number, like season three, show number four, he'll tell you what the title and what the show was about.
Cool.
Of the show. So you can do that on this at the theatre.
That's a fairly interesting talent to have.
It is a talent, isn't it? Well, I tested him out on the show.
Yeah, yeah.
It'd be rather unusual talent, but it's one that's worthwhile having,
hey,
I suppose.
Why not?
Yeah.
Talent's a talent.
Exactly.
Now, Saturday night.
I'm going to let you guys run with this one.
Yeah, I think Dr. George might want to
talk
about this.
What is Saturday night?
Saturday night is a wonderful night showcasing Luke and I.
Yay!
For
no, it's not.
It's all about us.
It's not all about you guys.
It
stop
is.
It.
There's some contestants involved here too, guys.
Oh, no, we're celebrities.
They have a very minor role in the whole night. But
they're like
yes.
supporting cast, really.
They are.
Like
they
stop
singers.
It. They're like stop they're, it now. You guys are awful.
The problem is that one of us has to be Beyonce, and we haven't worked that out yet.
Oh my God, I'm not Kelly. Kelly's all right. No one's Michelle. We can't be Michelle.
What have we done?
I was going to say, no, you're
definitely
okay.
Michelle. So there's a competition on.
There is a competition.
Mr. Australasia Bear.
The Mr. Australasia Bear Contest 2014. It's not about me and George, as much as we think it is and would like it to be. It is about the contestants, and there's a great bunch of contestants this year. We've had the pleasure of interviewing them on
we've
the woods.
Talked to most of them, actually.
All of them, bar, I think, just New Zealand.
Yeah,
the one
we
that
didn't
we haven't.
Get a chance to talk to.
It's a
is
time
it
Gary? Difference.
Gary?
It's not Gary. Easy. Gary arrived today,
yeah.
So he's
yeah.
here tonight.
It's a time difference thing, yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, we talked to Jerry from South Australia
yes.
and
Sam.
Sam. Oh. He's your favourite, isn't he?
Sam.
Apparently
the
Sam
ex-cop.
Is in town.
He was yeah. in town yesterday.
He's at the lead as well tonight.
Oh, yeah. Why am I not there? I could have
I know.
Met him.
You could have.
Oh. Have you seen
anyway, it? But yes, we've had the pleasure of talking to most of the contestants. Really nice bunch of guys, I have to say. It's like so,
they're all really sweet. And the one unique thing they have in common, which is really, really strange to me, even the Melbourne one, they're all hot. No, apart from being hot, they're also, it's their very, very first Southern Hibernation.
Exactly.
All of them.
Exactly.
Not one of them have been to a Southern Hibernation before. Even Aaron, who's Aaron, he's only sort of started being a part of the bear community in a big way over the last several months.
Yeah.
So they're all brand new to this week. So they're going to be completely shocked and stunned
and stuffed. I hope they pace themselves, because it's a big freaking week.
Well, they haven't learned that like we have to pace ourselves.
Oh, no, we're old scrubbers when it comes to this.
Yeah, they were at Thursday. What do you mean when it comes to this?
Sorry.
We're talking about Southern Hibernation, right?
Yeah.
They're all on stage right now singing, and they're going to be there tomorrow night. They're going to be going crazy under bed. They're going to be going nuts. They're going to get to Saturday, and they're going to die.
Mm. Yeah. Because Aaron and Jerry are both in our team tomorrow night in trivia.
In our trivia team. Yes, they are too, yes. So Team The Woods is the team to be on.
Yeah, military insignia. You'll be on a good team for that. Just saying.
What's military insignia?
You know, those little badges and stuff like
little
that.
Little badges. We've got T-shirts.
Oh, there you go.
I don't think
the military run around in T-shirts, though, do they?
Yeah, they do, with Army on it.
Oh, yeah.
Or Navy, or Air Force.
Private Benjamin.
So anyway, so the competition Saturday night, so it always is a packed night. Now, you can buy tickets at the door for that one, right, Ross?
You can, yes.
Tell us about the different things.
Bridges capacity.
A tourist capacity, yeah. Awesome. Yeah. So now, with the Laird, it is a queue out the door for this one. Yeah. So get there early, get a spot near the stage, because you want to look at me and George nice and close, because we're pretty good looking.
Absolutely. The closer you are, the closer you are.
Exactly. And you'll really feel us. You'll feel our sweat. Congested sweat, more importantly.
You'll feel the
pheromones.
Yes.
Yeah,
our fairy goodness.
Now, you've guys have hosted it. Now, this is your fourth year.
It's my fourth
year,
and it's your second
year.
This is my second year as an official host.
Official host.
The years before that, I was up the back doing my own sort of practice hosting. So I was getting ready
for this
big event tonight.
Mic check.
So why don't you run us through what a typical night is like on for the hosts?
Lordy. Look, we get there at 7:30 in the morning, and we start our vocal calisthenics to get every... It's important that we have our tongue around every name. Then we sort of go home and have a little nap. I rocked up at about 8 last night, and, you know, I was shocked. It was like, what? I have to... You want me to actually talk on stage and stuff? I thought I just had to hit play on the video cassette recorder and... No!
No, you have to actually talk to people and talk to the contestants.
It's actually really good, because we get to see a side of the participants that the audience may not get to see. And some of the sides are very nice.
Angles, you mean?
Trust me, I was doing up that shoelace for half an hour.
Yeah, I think we have the best seat in the house, especially during the fantasy segment.
Oh,
we sit there on stage,
God.
And we get like this completely different point of view on the whole thing.
Absolutely.
And have been some interesting fantasy segments throughout the years, that's for sure.
Oh my God, yes.
What's your favourite fantasy segment been from watching the time that I have been? I'm throwing the question out there. What's the one that stands out to you?
There's one that stands out in my mind.
Yep.
I don't know if I'm allowed to say that on radio. It was one about, there was someone, I don't want to say it.
You have to, come on.
I don't know who it was. It was, there were bears bending over and someone rimming them on.
The rimming contest.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember that. From the daddy bear from New Zealand, I think.
Was it?
No, that was Craig. That was Craig.
Was that 2009 or 2010 or something?
It was a couple of years back.
Yeah, that was the first year I hosted it, actually.
Yeah, and that was, to me, that was like, oh my God, look at that.
I noticed that the host did nothing to stop that, too.
I was like, no, wait, don't, please. Stop. Because my favourite, and I've got a couple, I think one of the ones I liked the most was the man that he sat on a traffic cone on stage.
Right.
I found that quite interesting. Yeah,
I remember that one. Yes.
Yeah. And someone else did Bulletproof by LaRue on a kazoo in his underwear.
That was hilarious. That was Robin from
Adelaide. That was a standout.
Hey, Robin.
We had another one who sang into a dildo as a microphone.
Yes. Can I just talk a little bit about, there was one from last year, a chap who loved the colour yellow.
Yes.
My God. I was like, how many minutes of that was there? After a while, I was just going, I've kind of got it now. It was great and good on him. It was a really rock solid fantasy, but
it's pulling out the water sports related things from the esky, right?
And I was kind of worried that I might have to fish one out at some point. But
I just want to ask: is there black plastic on the stage?
There could be.
No, but no.
We discourage fluids.
No liquids are allowed. There was an incident about 5 or 6 years ago with liquids.
That wasn't with the chocolate sauce, was it?
it might have been. The Laird were not very happy with the amount of liquid that spread around the venue.
Yes. Any liquid or props now have to be sort of go through a bit of an OHS sort of
You don't want anybody slipping on the stairs. Exactly. It's true.
No, that's true. God.
Safety first.
It's all about that. It's a really fun night. Look, it is the absolute highlight of the week. It certainly is for us, but it's a big night for the contestants as well.
And it's not all about the fantasy section.
No, there are other many different
there's
sections.
Some really
there's bare minimum, which is one of my favourites.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Bare minimum is good. And bare casual, where you get to meet and greet them and just chat with them and figure out who they are as people. And they're really great guys. And, you know, the bottom line is, and I have to say this, it's really, really important. Please get up there and be supportive, because these guys, I couldn't do that. I couldn't stand on stage and be basically naked and get everyone judging me. No way. That is
as
intense.
You said, they're all new. They're all
they're newbies.
Not been there and done that before, already seen it before. They're all brand newbies. So, yeah, everyone get up there and give them a round of applause and encourage them.
And when me and George say clap and cheer, bloody
please
do,
do
it.
Yes.
Yeah. Get behind them.
People
it's huge.
People don't make us get the wooden spoon out.
We'll do it.
Yes, we will.
George will do it.
Will you get the wooden spoon out?
I've seen him do it, actually.
I've seen the wooden spoon. Yeah. It's quite long.
It's more like a paddle, and it's kind of made of leather and aluminium. But
yeah. Wow, okay. Actually,
so that's at the Laird. So get there. The contest starts at, I think it starts at 9, is that right?
Yes.
But you want to be there like 7 or 7:30 or something, really. 8, whatever.
8, I think.
The doors are open at 8, isn't it?
I think
for the main room, Look, get there early, get a spot, check it out.
And, like, grab a couple of bevvies, because it really does add to the mood and, you know, everyone's having a good time.
Totally.
Yeah.
Now, one more day after that, after the contest, after the dust has settled and we've crowned a winner, this year's Mr. Australasia Bear 2014. What happens the day after that, Ross?
It's a bit of a sleep-in for the Sunday.
Yep.
Come at 3 o'clock at the Laird, we're having beers and burgers. So the community will be there making up some hamburgers for people. Just a bit of a relaxed vibe. We have a DJ playing. A bit of a relaxed vibe just to work into the Sunday afternoon after the Saturday night.
And that is free entry at the Laird.
It
so
is,
you don't need to have a ticket or a pass for that one.
Yep.
So that's good. And then
it's the big finish at the end.
It's the big roundup at the GMH.
I love roundup. Roundup's a fun night.
This
it's
is
the
Madhouse
committee's favourite as well. It's the community's favourite.
Well, it's because it's over then, isn't it?
As we get a chance to hopefully have a volunteer or something sit at the door for a while so we can have a drink.
Have a drink and have a
drink. Let our hair down.
Let your hair down.
It's your last chance to get that snog in that you were really hoping for. It was like,
exactly.
I've been checking him out all week and now's my last chance. I'm never going to see him again.
And I'm going to go and do it now.
Yeah, it's that special moment that you hold dearly for at least an hour.
For people that have been to the GHF Roundup last year, I mean, it was just phenomenal. The lighting show and all the...
It was amazing.
It
was really good.
It really is a great, great venue for the Roundup party. And they do such a good job for the Vic Bears guys there and all the Bears.
They
and
do, yeah.
It's a really fun one. The music's great too. It's dance music. It's really a chance to get down and boogie.
Yep. Yeah. 4 on the floor, grab your handbag, get in there and enjoy it. It was good.
Exactly.
So, and that'll be it after that. That's 8 days of chaos and dancing and parties, and where the Bears are going to be there for all of it, pretty much, from Tuesday. So from tomorrow, they're going to be at every single event.
Then I'm going to turn my phone off, close my door.
Exactly.
And just hide for 2 days.
Yeah, we're all going to go and cry somewhere after
exactly.
that.
Exactly. Now,
recover. In the meantime, I'm going to play. Now, George requested this one before.
Yay. We're going with a little Dolly Parton, aren't we, George?
Absolutely. You cannot go wrong with Dolly Parton.
No such thing as a little Dolly Parton either.
I think you're right there, Ross, isn't it?
This song started people dancing at the last Underbear party I was at. So keep it in mind. You might catch eyes with some sexy furry fella across the dance floor while you're boogieing to Dolly.
To Peace Train.
That's a fantasy of mine as well.
There you go.
Here's Dolly Parton with Peace Train right here in the woods on Joy 94.9.
Been
Joe 94.9, you're on the woods with Big Bear Mark, Luke the Wonder Cub Mitchell, Dr. George Forgan-Smith, the Healthy Bear and Vice President of Vic Bears, Ross. And I just want to give a big shout out to one of our lovely listeners, Matt. How are you going, Matt? It's nice to hear from you tonight. And I believe there's someone in the studio that prefers you over Sam, but we'll leave that to some other time to talk about that.
Hi, husband.
Oh, how Luke's got a boyfriend. Talk about bad timing. Just before Southern Hibernation. My God.
That's okay. I'm cool with that.
No Ben Zook for you now, Luke. No.
That's all right. You know what? It would have been just a snog with Ben, but I think this is a bit more important than that. So
yes.
That's okay.
You know.
That's fine.
A lifetime
I'm
of
I'm a romantic. That's okay.
He's already picked out the China pattern, Matt. So,
I have dress shopping next week.
Shopping next week. So, what? Let's go with the. We were going to say what our favourite moment from Southern Hibernation is. So, I'm going to go with you, Ross, first, because you look like you know what your favourite moment is.
I don't know that I call it a favourite, but it's a standout moment, definitely.
Yes,
and I can't remember the year. But I think it was the Friday night party, and it was held at. Was called Steamworks, just no longer there, in the bar downstairs. I remember I was part of a troupe that had to get into a little LBD, a wig, and do a Spice Girl number.
What's an LBD?
Little Black Dress.
Oh, Little Black Dress. Girl's
a wig, and we did a Spice Girls number, Stop Right Now, on stage.
All right, which Spice Girl were you?
Unfortunately, I was Scary Spice.
That makes sense.
Oh. Yes. And
Luke knows. I actually thought you might have been... Jerry. I thought you might be in Ginger.
Why would you think that?
I don't know.
No, actually, Scary Spice pretty well suits me.
It's clearly scary.
Scary, okay.
I love you,
Ross. Exactly.
So that was your favourite moment?
I wouldn't say favourite, but it's certainly a standout moment I remember from all the hibernations I've been to.
Yeah. George, what would your standout moment be?
I've had a few standout moments, but one...
Must have been meeting me. That must be the one.
That was... definitely outstanding, and there are still court cases pending. But there was one year at the roundup. Oh, no, it wasn't roundup. It was like the comedy night kind of thing.
Like at the Comics Lounge or something.
It was at the Comics Lounge in South Melbourne, and I was used as a pole for a bear pole dance.
I think I remember that, yes.
And it was all very exciting, and by the end of it, I was kind of more of a coat rack. But, yeah, it was all good.
Yeah, there was more than one pole there.
There was. It was a very happy night. And it was heaps of fun, too. That was a very interesting night.
Very good.
What about you, Luke? What were your standout moments?
Mine's kind of a reverse standout moment. So, in a way. No, not in a bad way. Basically, my first hibernation, I'm pretty sure it was, I actually was going to the events, and on the day of Underbear, my partner at the time broke up with me.
Oh.
On that day. So, what better night to rebound?
Than Underbear.
And so there's a guy I'm talking to. Hi, Alan, by the way, if you're listening. Who?
No names.
Oh, sorry. Someone else. Anyway, so that night, basically, we've been friends for a long time anyway. Yeah. He'd laugh at it. So that night, I've been talking to him throughout the week, and I said, I've actually got a partner, so I'm actually unavailable, blah, blah, sorry, can't do anything, that kind of thing. And then the night of Underbear, he was there, and I was like, damn it, I'm single again. And he was so confused because I was unavailable. All of a sudden, I was completely available. I had one of the most fun nights I've had, which was topped off by them playing the Pussycat Dolls as part of the Underbear dance music.
Yes.
And me and a good friend of mine, Dan, dancing in the middle of the dance floor to Hush, 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 Hush by the Pussycat Dolls, whilst everyone else watched on just going, what the hell is this? What is going on?
What is going on?
Can we meet their dealer?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. And it was about 3 a.m, and it was one of the last songs that was played, and it was a very, 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 very fun night. So a bit of a bad memory, but turned into quite a good one in the end, so it was good.
So 3 a.m. at Underbear must be an interesting look when they flick the lights on.
Pretty much, and there's me right in the middle of I Will Survive.
Sort of wearing half a barrel and just like,
I always wonder, you know, the job of cleaning the next day must be
It would be a sandblaster, wouldn't
it? Brett, Mark and the boys must have
they have the patience of saints.
They do.
God for them.
Exactly. Yeah, well, look, the Laird boys, and we haven't talked much about them tonight, but all the Laird crew, Brett and Mark, and all the guys who work
Vic
there
Bears behind wouldn't
the bar,
exist without them, let's face it.
Bears wouldn't exist.
Without the Laird and Manhouse, Vic Bears just wouldn't be able to go on and actually operate. and also helping bring over the where the bears are.
Yep.
We've got the Laird, the Man House, and also Victorian AIDS Council Gay Men's Health Centre. They're also sponsoring us a bit for that as well. So
awesome.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yeah, and you know, these guys, they're not just a sponsor, they're not just a venue, they are literally part of who Vic Bears are as an identity, and they're part of the community, and the work they do, the amount of help they give is amazing.
They're a huge part of the bear and leather communities in Melbourne. Yeah. And, I mean, I know since... I've only been in Melbourne a couple of years now, and the support they've even given this show has just been amazing.
Yeah.
You know, really appreciate the stuff they do for the community.
And they've got... If you're getting your phone charged up at Man House, they've got some really nice underwear too.
Maybe for the underwear party.
Yes.
Maybe. Very good idea.
In fact, the underwear that I'm wearing is actually from Man House.
There you go.
Very nice. Can we see it, Mark?
Well, I haven't got it on now.
Oh.
You'll have to wait till the night, but yes, you can see it on the night.
Oh, there you go. So that's a good night to go then.
It is.
Indeed.
All right. So, look, it is a massive, massive week ahead. Thank you, Ross, so much for coming in,
it's
leaving
been
a post
pleasure.
At Berioki.
It's been a pleasure. It really
telling
has.
Us all about hibernation. And, George, thank you for coming in as well.
Thank you for having me. It's like my second home.
Awesome, and I'll be seeing you on stage on Saturday night.
I'll wear a carnation so you can find me.
Fantastic.
I'll be wearing a clipboard and a little whip, so I'm just
keeping your stage manager. Oh, stage managing.
This leather hat thing.
Like, got a nice new
girl. And
girl.
I'll be at the front of the stage yelling abuse at you
too. Yelling abuse at me, yeah. Get off the stage.
Get off the stage.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
So make sure you come to Hibernation.
That's
and come
right.
And talk to me and Mark as well. We're going to be there all week.
Go.
Oh, yeah.
I just want to say, I'm not announcing anything yet, but we want listeners of the Woods to do us a little favour, don't we?
Yes,
Luke?
Yes, do that. Yes,
we do. We've got a little project happening, a little special project, and if you want to be involved, all you have to do is take a selfie of yourself
and send it to us, or post it on the Facebook page.
Now we promise it's not going to be anything really bad. It's nothing, it's just a little. But be prepared for it to be seen in public because we're going to promote.
We're going to show it. We just want to
show it.
It's about the Woods. It's about also you guys who listen out there. We love you.
So we want the listeners of the Woods to,
be involved. Send us a selfie. We'll look after you. Promise.
Yeah,
it's
we
for
promise.
A good cause.
Perhaps a selfie from Southern Hibernation with where the bears are.
It'd be perfect.
Perfect.
Absolutely perfect.
Exactly.
So send it to thewoods@joy.org.au. Sorry, thewoods@joy.org.au or message us on the Facebook page. So it's all private. So we don't want people seeing them before we. Launch what we're going to do.
Yes.
But it will be fun and it will be in a couple of weeks.
It'll be so much fun. So stay tuned for that one.
So stay tuned.
In the meantime, this has been Luke the Wonder Cub, Big Bear Mark, Vice President Ross, and the wonderful Dr. George. And we'll all be seeing you pretty much tomorrow and through the rest of the week at Southern Hibernation. So make sure you're there because it is exactly where the bears are.
Yay.
Exactly.
And this has been The Woods on Joy 94.9.
Woof girr.
Woof girr. Bye. I'm
You've been listening to The Woods.
If you like this podcast, why not rate it on iTunes or Stitcher?
This has been a Joycast for Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.